This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today in Washington, D.C., sadly not with the pontiff and his message of working together for the common good, the theme of the speech that he delivered to a joint meeting of Congress this morning. No, instead, we begin with reality as it exists in political America circa 2015. We are a week away from the latest potential shutdown of the federal government. I know you don't think it's real yet because the cable news channels haven't started their countdown clocks, but trust me on this one, we are running out of daylight. The fight this go-round is over spending caps and money for Planned Parenthood, which is why it's worth a mention that when the Senate finally did kick into gear today on a short-term fix, it was part of a completely unrelated bill called the Hire More Heroes Act of 2015. So, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams starts us off at the curious intersection of heroes, Planned Parenthood, and the way business really gets done in Washington today.
The Hire More Heroes Act started off kind of as a dig at Obamacare, exempting small businesses from certain parts of the law if they hired veterans. But now it's what's called a legislative vehicle.
This idea that Congress sometimes substitutes in the full text of one thing for the full text of something else is not uncommon.
Molly Reynolds is with the Brookings Institution.
You may recall that this same bill is also the vehicle that they were using to debate the disapproval resolution for the Iran deal.
But why not just write a new bill, especially if it's just a stopgap measure? Norman Orenstein is with the American Enterprise Institute.
You're on a ticking time clock here. With a week to go, you can't start from scratch. You've got to find some vehicle that was going to be moving along anyway.
He says we should think of Congress like a train station. You've got a train, or in this case, a bill, that's been prepped and ready to go. All the complex procedures to get it to a floor vote are done. So you dump the original purpose and maybe even content.
It's still ostensibly the same train. It's still got the same name and the same number, but it doesn't have the same passengers at all.
And that takes us back to House Joint Resolution 61, the Hire More Heroes Act, which a lot of vets didn't really like anyway. Peter Goodmanson is president of Recruit Military. He didn't know about the bill's new job, but
I'm not surprised.
He says he doesn't even bother following what Congress does, pretty much because of stuff like this.
So it's unfortunate that both sides can't review their high school civics and do it the way it should be done.
But it's unlikely that, in today's Congress, all of the members would be
aboard
to do it the old-fashioned way. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.